Unit 3. Gold Fever. Listening. A Gold Digger's Life. Page 60. Exercise B.
Look, children. We got a letter from Pa.
Where is he?
In California. Oh, look. He sent some photos.
Let me see.
Me too.
Here, you can look at them while I read the letter. Listen. He wrote it on June 19th. It took a long time to get here. It says, "My dearest Kathy, Rachel, and Jack, I hope you are all well. At last, I am in California after 4 months. For weeks and weeks, we walked and we traveled by wagon. Some days we didn't have water, and it was hard for everyone, the animals too. We crossed high mountains and big rivers. It was very cold at night in the mountains. Many people were sick, and some died."
Children too?
Yes, I think so.
That's sad.
Yes, it is. Let me finish reading, Rachel. "We got to San Francisco on June 10th. It's an amazing place. 2 years ago, in 1849, this was a small town. Today there are 50,000 people in San Francisco, and they're all looking for gold. Some people even came by ship. There are doctors, farmers, teachers, and mechanics. They all want to get rich. I'm staying in Mr. and Mrs. Wilson's house. Last week, Mr. Wilson found a piece of gold. He took it to the bank, and he got $30 for it. I went to the mine store and bought the things I need to help me look for gold. Tomorrow, I'll go to the river to look for gold for the first time. I hope I find some soon. I will send you some money as soon as I sell my first piece of gold. I hope we can be together next year. Don't worry about me. I'm fine. I miss you all. Hugs and kisses. Pa." Children, it's time for bed. I'll write to Pa and send him your love.
Can I take this picture of Pa to bed?
Yes, you can, Jack. Come, son. Let's go.